I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Rick Church on the other side of the glass, spinning the van, hailing. It is a holiday weekend. Sheeman and Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. We will not be here Monday. FYI. Got to take the day off. I'll be back on Tuesday. Chris is not here. Rick Church. But we're going to check in with Chris in a minute. We're going to do the rundown. Got a little couple pieces of sound left over from Sound Street. We got a giveaway because he's out at the Bone Hook Brewing Company in Naples. So we'll check in with him. By the way, real quick, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
I know you've been with me at their Mercado shops down there in Naples, the cigar place down there and everything.
Yeah, Burn. And
so I know you can outrun a bear. Wednesday, there's a bear.
I saw it.
Walking down with people in the daylight around dinner time at Mercado Shops. A bear.
A lost cub.
Where's Mama Bear?
I don't know.
Not doing her job.
I don't know.
He can't even go out to dinner without being attacked by a bear around here.
Being attacked. Black bears are, they're afraid of humans. They're basically afraid of humans. It's not like brown bears. Black bears, especially the ones around here, they don't.
I got enough to worry about with alligators and snakes. Now I got bears in the shopping mall. It's unbelievable. All right.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. People running around from Blue Martini to Cabo Lounge.
I would stir things up there at the Blue Martini.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at 5 minutes and 15 seconds past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's me.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
All right, NBA. Of course, the Warriors advance. They await the winner of this series that continues tonight. Game 6, Heat. Celtics with the 3-2 series lead. They could wrap it up. They're 8.5-point favorites in that one. Also, the Avs trying to clean the deck against the Blues. They're up 3-2. That game at 8 o'clock tonight. East Coast Hockey League. The Growlers trail the Everblades. 3-0. The Everblades could sweep them with a win tonight. 7:30 at Hertz. And this just in, Rick Church hates Top Gun. Just blown away.
Is that part of the rundown now for the rest of the show?
That's breaking news.
I like it.
What else don't we, did not what like else the don't Top we Gun know movie. About you? What else do you hate that we might
He's find? Like an onion. We're going to unpeel him little by little. We're going to get to the center, figure out what's going on there. How about that? All right, let's finish some sound. We're going to check in with Chris over at the Bone Hook Brewing Company. We did a lot of basketball last segment. Here is Connor McDavid scoring the series-winning goal in overtime. Edmonton-Calgary on ESPN.
Darnell Nurse brings it across. Diagonally in. Hanifin away from McDavid. Draisaitl is there. Draisaitl to McDavid. McDavid shoots. Score! It's over! The Oilers move on!
Yes, they do.
All right, and this one's just for me. A little baseball. I want to thank Chris for putting this in here. Here's Miguel Cabrera, who, by the way, is the only Tiger hitting. I think he's hitting like .298. Everybody else is hitting like in the 100s. Here's a walk-off single in the ninth against the Guardians on Bally Sports Midwest.
The 1-2, a bullet up the middle, that'll win it! Miguel Cabrera drives home the game winner, and the Tigers walk it off.
Right guy at the plate, right here, four-seam fastball, belt high. Miggy's seen plenty of those in his career. Lines that thing, bullet, missile, right up the middle. I don't care where the infield or outfield was playing. Nobody was going to catch that one. Miggy just starts strutting off. Look at the excitement from that bench. They know nobody's going to catch that. And I just love this strut coming off. Yeah. That's beautiful. And he gets a little bit of a Gatorade shower right there. It's like, oh, man, that's cold.
I believe that was Jack Morris.
Yeah.
On the call, on the color.
Well, last night, too, as the Red Sox have now won, Tampa lost a tough one. Well, a tough one. The Yankees got him pretty good last night. It was a 7-2 at the Trop. Red Sox have been quietly creeping back into this thing a little bit. We're on 7 out of 8. They are pounding the baseball. pounding it.
Your second baseman, Trevor.
Trevor Story.
Yeah.
Has hit another three-run homer last night, four RBI. It has seven homers and 21 RBIs in the last seven games, and I believe he is only the sixth player in Major League Baseball history to have seven homers and 21 RBIs in seven games.
Sticky Padded, May Player of the Month.
Oh, he's already played. He's definitely getting that.
Got to be.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He already got Player of the Week. But yeah, a lot of baseball left. Lots and lots of baseball left.
Can I just mention really quick, too, the VHS thing was just a joke, everybody. I got all these things.
I know.
What? It was just a joke, okay? It's all good. I don't have a VCR. I know new movies
don't
come
out. You meant Betamax.
Yeah, I should have said that. That would have aroused even more. So, like, people are just freaking out. VHS. It's a joke.
Rabbit ear antenna too with a tin foil on top.
Snook Stamp, who I believe is that Captain Greg?
That is.
Yes.
He loves your Top Gun take, so it's probably going to be a topic on tomorrow's show. He said, my dad's call sign was Circus. That's not how it goes. You're good with bacon and sausage, Jamal? Are you good with bacon and sausage, Jamal?
Well, bacon and sausage what?
Bacon and sausage.
On a muffin? Just bacon and sausage.
It doesn't matter, Pete.
I'm surprised to say, ask you links or patties.
Jesus. No, not just. All right. Let's check in with Chris. He's out at the Bonehook Brewing Company. Going to be there till 4 o'clock. He's got some Rays Yankees tickets to give away as well. Chris, how are you, sir?
Chris.
I am excellent. How are you gentlemen doing today?
I'm shook. I'm shook. Rick Church hated Top Gun. I just found the first one.
I was in my office at 2 o'clock, and I heard that, and I wanted to come into the studio and discuss, but I didn't want to bog down the show, but it's just one of those takes where it's just, look, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but some opinions are wrong, and Rick Church, in this instance, you are incorrect.
Any response, Rick? I mean,
No.
When's the last time you saw it?
I'm trying to think of one of these great movies that you guys have, taunted Chris about that he's never even seen. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know. I don't know about the source is really reliable.
All right. So Chris, before we get your take on Top Gun Maverick, and I hear there was a little incident before the show, you want to give me a scene setter? What's going on? I hear people. It sounds like there's a guy doing a talk show next to you over there.
We're giving stuff away, Craig. We got shirts. We got koozies. We got Yankees Rays tickets for this Saturday that we're going to be raffling off. You don't have to pay anything for them, but I am here at Bonehook Brewing, corner of Immokalee and Goodlett Frank in Naples, and today is a special day here, guys. It's the first day that they've got their house Hefeweizen in a can. It's called High Tide. They got $4 drafts in-house, cans available today, $2 off draft well liquor and house wine all afternoon as well, and I am about to enjoy one of their three IPAs that they have on draft here.
The beer you just mentioned, nice. The Hefe, that new German beer?
Hefeweizen, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called High Tide.
High Tide.
I'm a big fan of a Hefeweizen, yeah. It's a good drink. It's nice and refreshing.
Sounds delightful.
It is.
All right, now, real quick. So, Captain Greg, he said his dad was actually the Top Gun winner. So, how about that in real life?
Like top of the class?
Top of the class, real life. We got so much. You got so much to talk to him about tomorrow, Richard.
Call sign Circus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a cool call sign.
Yeah.
That it's a lot better than Bob, and no spoilers, but it's a lot better than call sign Bob.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm sensing some inside banter from the movie last night.
Mine would be Drew Karras.
All right. No spoilers from me, but yes, they're
Tell us about you told me off air, but talk about the awkward moment.
What happened before the show?
So I show up to the theater a little early, about 10 minutes before the previews start, and there's nothing on the screen, like not even the preview to the preview.
Oh, so you're first.
So I sit down. I've got my popcorn. I've got my Coke.
Yeah.
I've got my Bunch of Crunch. Yeah. I've got my peanut M&Ms.
You're a child.
I'm settling in for a nice 2.5 hour stint.
Yeah.
And I'm the only person in the theater.
Uh-huh.
This lady comes up. She has the row in front of me, like two seats to the left.
Oh.
And I'm streaming the I've got the Hurricanes
Rangers
Rangers game on. I'm streaming it on my phone, watching Hurricanes money line.
Yeah.
You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, right.
So I'm watching that, and this lady, she's there by herself as well. She starts trying to strike up a conversation with me about how she normally goes to the movies with her children, but she couldn't bring them for Top Gun because they're young and she didn't want to have to answer questions about who's this and who's that and, you know, do I have any kids or anything like that. And I'm not rude to her, but I am trying to politely be like, look, I don't want to have a conversation right now. So I'm not really looking up from my phone. I'm not engaging. I'm just kind of like,
you're short. Yeah.
Well, sounds like a single mom, probably divorced. Maybe she was trying to pick you up.
Yeah, like, was she attractive?
You got to come and sit next to me.
Everybody's attractive in their own way, Craig.
Right, I'm
sure she had a great personality. But it was just, it was weird. Like, she had to get up and leave in the middle of the previews, and she looked at me, and she was like, I'll be right back.
Save my seat.
Don't care.
Save my seat.
Are you the only two
at this point?
So, not during the previews, but yes, prior to that, we're the only two in the theater. And then luckily, like, a group of four walk in, and they're a couple rows behind us, and they start creating, you know, enough chatter amongst themselves to kind of fill the dead air, if you will.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she was just, like, awkward or I don't know. It was a very strange encounter, though.
Wow. Oh, by the way, Hooters said he just got out of the Top Gun movie. He said it's so good, and his call sign is Hooters. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Moon River texted and said his uncle's call sign was Thumper.
Thumper.
Oh, like in Bambi. Nice. The rabbit.
Now, how much of Top Gun did you guys talk already?
Just generically.
He just kind of set the scene. No real plot spoiler.
Okay.
Actually, Pete did a good job of not blowing anything up.
Nope.
But what was your take? I mean, do you absolutely love it?
Well, look, if you like the first one, you're going to love the second one.
What if Rick Church?
If you're Rick Church, then...
But don't you think Chris...
I don't want to go in too hard on Rick here.
Then wait for the VHS.
Don't you think he'll like the second one, though, even if I understand a little bit of some of the corniness in the first one? But there isn't a lot of that in this one.
I like that they give you enough nostalgia in the beginning of the movie that once you... They don't need to keep giving it to you, and they don't throughout the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, that was something that I appreciated. There was one scene that really honked me off.
Oh,
it irked me.
Okay.
So, Craig, you'll be happy to hear that there's no volleyball scene.
Yeah, I told him. I didn't tell him what it was. I just said it was
There's a football scene, though, on the beach.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They replace it.
I didn't even
realize
that.
There's no spoilers or anything like this. It was just something that got under my crawl a little bit.
Why is that?
So they're not playing traditional football.
Uh-oh.
They're playing what's called dogfight football. Yeah. But they don't tell you this until after the scene.
What does that mean?
It's football where you're playing offense and defense with two footballs at the same time.
Oh.
But they don't explain this before the scene. So I'm watching it for like 90 seconds going, what the hell is this? Like they didn't have anybody on set that knew that you only play football with one ball, not two. They explain it, but it got under my crawl a little bit during the scene. I'm just shaking my head, looking at the screen, going, "This is football."
Does it come across as a poorly edited montage during the music or something?
It's not that long of a scene anyway.
It's not a long scene, but it was, and maybe it felt longer. But I'm looking at it just like, what is this? This is not team building. This is free for all.
Maybe if you wanted to go to the bathroom, that might be the scene to get up and go.
Okay,
but,
good.
That's
Heady
the only
play.
Thing. That's the only time.
All right.
Yeah. It doesn't really push the plot along at all.
Right. No. Pittsburgh John says, what would your call signs be? I know you guys have thought about that. Yeah, I would be C-Note. There's no doubt about it.
I would be Dracarys on Game of Thrones, which means, you know, the order to the dragons to let loose and open fire.
And Chris, what would your call sign be?
I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking. I can't
Fins
come up.
Up
with anything.
Dean Smith.
Fins up, baby.
Fins
four,
up.
Four corners.
Easy. Call sign
Saban.
Marino.
Marino.
Saban.
Call sign Dan the Man.
Call sign Saban.
Rick Church, would you have a call sign?
What the hell is a call sign?
It's a nickname.
Your nickname.
Like Pete Mitchell's Maverick.
Oh, like Goose.
They all the naval aviators have call signs. besides their, like, you know, Goose?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I'll have to think about it and get back to you.
All right. You got 3 hours.
Maybe like Purple People Eater or something
like that.
There you go.
Like that.
All right, yeah. I disagree, but okay. Indy fan says, okay, you're giving too much. I'm out. And Fresh Cut Grass says, thanks for the spoiler. I guess I don't have to watch the movie now.
Since they can't play football.
No, right. There was no spoiler. They explained it after the scene. There was no spoilers there. Like yeah. I said, it didn't move the plot at all.
No. Okay. All right. Chris, you're going to have a high drink total. It's a holiday weekend, and you get to start before us, like now.
Yeah, I'll put up double figures.
Okay. Okay. All right.
It won't be triple figures. I mean,
no,
it'll be somewhere between 10 and 99 this weekend.
All right.
Craig Special Sack says Chris's call sign would be Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen.
That's not cool.
I like that.
That's not cool.
I will probably
shots fired.
Shots fired. I will probably dabble in my usual. I put the over under at 3 for the 3-day weekend. Maybe 4.
Really?
Since it's a 3-day weekend. I don't know. It depends if I start tonight. I think I'm going to watch Stranger Things with the fam tonight. It's kind of my family's one of my that starts back up tonight. So, I'll be watching some Heat Celtics. But
any interest in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series?
No, I'm good. I don't think I get. Well, I don't know.
No,
it's Disney.
You don't. Oh, Disney Plus. You have Disney Plus?
I canceled it after Mandalorian.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's my go-to right after the Celtics Miami game. I am going right to Obi-Wan the first two episodes. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, Pete starts off the show by his great big 3-day weekend and lists everything he's going to do. I tallied up 12 hours of TV watching right away on Memorial Day weekend.
It's going to go into the wee hours of the morning. It'll start with the Celtics and then go till about 2 a.m. when I'm done. And then it'll be it. That's probably the only TV I'll watch all week besides games. And I'll be out and about all week long. I'll be outside.
You're awfully cocky. So you don't think there's going to be a Game 7 Heat Celtics
on
Sunday?
No, that's not until 8:30 Sunday night if they have it, believe it or not. It's not until Sunday night. No, I'm not saying that at all. I want to see who's playing first today.
Yes, Chris.
Today.
I'll say right now, there's not going to be a Game 7 in Heat Celtics. Let's take the Heat out back and just end it. Let's be done with this and let's move on to next season. And Joel Embiid coming down to South Beach.
Yeah. We need an extra star. This feels like two of the last 3 years, the Heat just ran out of gas. They're all banged up and injured.
There's also, in addition to me having Kyrie Irving move on to the Lakers, but now there is some serious talk about, because KD hasn't spoken to anybody, there's some serious stories out there now about they're trying to trade Kyrie, get him out.
Listen,
well, I do not want him in Miami.
I'm going to tell you this right now. KD painstakingly crafted this team. He wanted Kyrie. That was the whole deal. I don't know if he wanted James Harden or not. I presume so. And it blew up. It blew up in KD's face.
Yep.
So I don't know what. I hope they're never good. I don't need the Nets. They do nothing
for me. Well, it's like one of those things. Like when you just see a girl that's really pretty, like Kyrie's a really pretty girl, but she's crazy. And you don't know she's crazy until you get in a relationship with her. And KD's finding that out the hard way.
You know, you could be engaged to Kyrie, and you wouldn't even be sure if he was going to show up to the wedding. I mean, right.
Oh,
it's that kind of a guy.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a holograph, you know?
Yeah. You wish.
Yeah, he's got runaway bride written all over him.
Yes, he does. All right, so drink totals, you're out there. I have your pigskin picks under a sealed envelope.
Craig, don't just tell me to keep your lead. I mean, we're going to work on the honor system here, okay?
Well, hold on. I'm going to take a quick peek because I wrote mine down before the show.
I have not written anything down.
I'm going to just look right now.
You know me. I'm taking the Breakers. And who's the undefeated team?
Chris, I'm going to tell you right now. You and I are different on 3 of the 4. So no worries.
Good.
I'm not tailing
so
you.
So I make up the difference this week.
I take a commanding lead this week is what happens.
No. That's more likely,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. All right. Well, Grant, so we're going to give away the gift card to Bone Hook now. So you're bringing people by there, and you got some Rays Yankees tickets for tomorrow at the Trop.
And, yep, come on by, walk inside. We're right to the left when you walk in the door. Grab a raffle ticket from me, and when I get it out of here in about 35 minutes. I will give those four tickets away to somebody, and I think I'll check in with you guys before then as well.
25 minutes, something like that. Sounds like a good crowd there already, though.
All right, have a flight for me, and I'll talk to you. We'll talk to you in about 25 minutes.
That's a deal.
That is Chris. He is out at Bonehook Brewing Company on Immokalee in Naples. Go by and see him. He's just there till 4 o'clock. But right now, we are going to give away a $25 gift card to Bonehook Brewing in Naples. We need caller number 9. Rick Church is standing by. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, a winner, Bonehook Brewing, Sheeman & Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We take our sports reporting responsibilities very seriously when we feel like it. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church rocking the Casbah on the other side of the glass.
Great song.
Chris is out at Bonehook Brewing in Naples. He's there till 4. It is currently 3:30. Go by and see him. Rick, who was our caller number 9 winner for the Bonehook $25 gift certificate?
Our winner was Mitch from Cape Coral.
All right, Mitch, congratulations. Chris is the voice of reason. That's a texter, not actual Chris is a voice of reason. Saw the new Top Gun last night. It is awesome. And Chris and Pete have not ruined anything, unlike the other texter that says we were.
No, I didn't even want to give you the football thingy, but
yeah.
It's excellent. It's excellent, excellent. Even the Top Gun dislikers, I think you still should go see it because it's different.
Yeah.
Like I said, to me, it's a more mature movie, and it's just so well done. Can't stress enough right from the get go.
All right. Unhappy Chiefs fan texting in. Man, I was working right across the street paving that parking lot across from Chris at Bonehook. Didn't know he was there. Yeah, if you're still there, go over there and say hello. He's signing autographs.
Yep, kissing babies, shaking hands, all that good stuff.
Sound like it was happening inside there.
Yep.
So,
that's good to know.
He's probably hitting a flight of
ghost
beers.
Ghost town in here.
So, just a lot of offices are like this. Like, you'll get the memo. You know, if your boss is cool and, you know, ours sends out a memo, hey, if you want to get an early jump on the holiday weekend, you got your work done, you can go at X amount of time. Now, it used to be that was 2 o'clock. The memo here today said 1 o'clock.
One.
And I'm thinking, well, if you break for lunch at 12, I mean, it's really noon.
Yeah.
And like my human reaction is to be a little jealous, but then I realize I don't have to be here. I don't have to be here till 2 on the air at 2. So it's like I had the morning, even though I'm working and prepping for the show. So I get a little jealous, but I'm sure they would be jealous that, you know, I'm on the air for just 4 hours. So anyway, but I always feel a little left out from the holiday celebration. Chris is out having a flight of beers over at Bonehook. I mean, it's not bad. I'm sitting here talking sports and Top Gun.
That's great. We have a fun show.
I know what you mean, Craig, because when I got the email this morning from the general manager that said today we're going to close the office, I'm not kidding. For about half a second, my brain went, yes.
No show.
Went, oh, wait a minute. I don't think that applies to me.
No. You know, it never applies to you. I mean, you're the glue that holds this whole operation together.
I don't know about that.
But. You're running the Everblades tonight.
Yeah.
What you've never met every Everblades game ever on the radio, you've been behind a board on.
Incidentally, after the win on Wednesday night, I texted Mike Kelly, the awesome play-by-play guy, and we text back and forth a bit, and I said, man, I go, this is getting really exciting. I go, by the way, I was running the games in 2012, the last time they won the Kelly Cup.
Yeah.
I go,
this team is on a roll. I go, this is getting really exciting.
Well, they're experienced.
And I think he was kind of surprised. He's like, really? So, yeah, I said, I remember running game seven. Or, it wasn't seven. I think they won it in five or six again in 2012, the last time they won it. So, anyways.
Yeah, they really should have won it a few years ago. I think they had three series lead in the finals. And they lost game seven.
It's interesting how the ECHL playoffs work, depending on how the NHL playoff teams are doing, because they can kind of get an influx of players in and out even during the playoffs. We can make a big difference. So,
all right, our winner Mitch.
Yes,
apparently he's from the Cape. He says thank you guys. Also, I'm from Michigan and a fan of those Detroit teams. So, You are now Mitch in the Cape from Detroit. That's your texter name. I know it's not a lot of creativity, but I know you're one of me. I like it. Gator Nation says, I saw the movie. One it was really me. Good. Lots of action. Great storytelling. And that's all he says. That's fine. That's a good synopsis.
That's it.
Just moved here, guy. Says, my stepson loves Top Gun. Is the new one suitable for him? Oh, excellent question, Pete Shepard. How old is your son? Just moved here, guy. I don't know, Pete. Would you list an age limit like above 13? Could a 10-year-old sit and enjoy it, or is it too intense? This is gonna be a hard parenting question for you.
There's one F-bomb.
Okay,
one.
All right.
There's not a lot of cussing at all. Damn it, and hell here or there.
Okay.
I think a 10-year-old would enjoy it. If I were 10, I know I would have enjoyed it.
Any gratuitous nudity or toplessness?
Nope. Not even.
Not even an inkling.
No. I will say this. It got a little intimate with him and Kelly McGillis in that one scene when they played Take My Breath Away. Not like that.
There's nothing like that in this one.
No, there's. It's just not like that.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Cocoa Puffs, I'm off today and got paid. Do I go bother Chris at Bonehook Brewing Company? Yes, absolutely. And Cocoa Puffs, that's not too far from where you work. So Browns fan in Estero. The thing just. Anyone else see the irony going on here right now? I'm not going to read that question. Electric Whistle. Hey, guys.
Oh, God.
What if you've never seen the movie Top Gun? Is The Maverick still a good movie? Asking for someone.
It's an excellent movie. You might be.
Could you go in without knowing anything about Top Gun and go watch this one? Craig Sheeman style.
I think the movie itself stands on its own. But you lose you lose a little bit of the flavor by not knowing that what happened in Top Gun in the first one.
Okay.
Some of it, like I said. There is some explanation, but you're going to be like, why? You're going to have some why questions, and the answers may come out. You may not know that the answers have come out because you don't know the backstory.
All right.
But
just moved here. Guy said his kid is 8 years old. So would you take an 8-year-old, a second grader? I mean, there's one F-bomb,
a couple of hells, and
no nudity. So you be your own judge there as a parent, just moved here, guy. That's what we could give you. No Happy Gilmore. Mm. Nope. There's no toplessness. Ale House. So could we possibly actually get Joel Embiid with the Heat? Because Chris was talking about. Look, Joel Embiid tweeted out they need another superstar in Miami. I don't think the 76ers are letting him go anywhere. So there.
I don't either. Arguably the MVP of the league.
Oh. Cocoa Puffs has informed me he doesn't work where I saw him at work anymore. He was fired for fighting drivers, delivery drivers.
Trying to fight two drivers. Wow. Okay.
All right.
What happened there?
Well, I don't know. Well, actually, Cocoa Puffs, what happened? So they didn't deliver the food? What happened?
Wrong address?
All right. Gator Nation said he would take his 8-year-old. So, again, if you're a parent trying to figure out, you know, what to do, it seems that a couple of people said it's okay. Oh, goodness gracious.
All right. Speaking of crazy top, we're going to – what about my – we did this before, the 2022 best restaurants in every college town?
Yeah. Now, wasn't there a stupid one for Tuscaloosa, Alabama last year because there is, like, was an Applebee's or something?
Applebee's. Some of this has changed.
All right. So there's a new heady place to go in Tuscaloosa.
It says Arby's.
Arby's.
Oh, well, we
nothing
have
wrong
the meat.
With Arby's.
We
I
have
like
the meats.
Arby's,
and Bing Rames does the commercials,
that,
and we're a big fan.
They have the meats. They got the chicken. They got the fish.
And now they've got a Wagyu burger.
Yeah.
Limited What's time. That cost, by the way, a Wagyu
well,
burger?
Well, here's the
Arby's.
Thing, though, because I was talking about this with my stepson last night, and he said, oh, I guarantee you there's no way that's an actual Wagyu beef.
Right.
And so we looked it up, and sure enough, it's 52% Wagyu beef and 48% regular ground beef.
Yeah, but
so,
still, that's got to be pricey.
I would think so.
I wonder what they're charging.
I bet it's under $6.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just
with a half Wagyu?
Yeah, but how?
Is it pure Wagyu? Like
$100? Is only like a quarter pound or whatever. That's like an eighth of a pound.
Just moved here, guy says thank you. I'm an Italian from Boston. He's heard worse.
Yeah, no, it's nothing that it's not the language at all. It's obviously it's some intense fighting scenes. I think most kids 8 and up would really enjoy it because there's so much action.
Might inspire them to be a fighter pilot.
Yeah, that happened last time in '86. How many people wanted to? You don't just go to Miramar. You don't just go to Top Gun. You have to be, it is true, you got to be the top 1% of all naval aviators.
I'm fascinated that Captain Greg, his dad, was the winner of Top Gun. We didn't know this. This is great material for your show tomorrow, Rick.
That's awesome.
Art, the Bills fan, is fishing again. They showed us a picture of a fish. Art, I didn't know you were a fisherman until this week and you started. You're fishing all week. Are you working it all this week? I envy you. Having a good time out there. Cocoa Puffs has an explanation as to why he got fired. They wouldn't listen to me, father and son combo there. The son told me to
shut
the bleep up. I pushed him. His dad told me to go outside, and I did, but he didn't do anything. He called him a bad word and walked back in. Owner called me the day after. I was part-time. I didn't care. I cared that they wouldn't actually fight me after trying to act tough. Wow, that sounds intense, man. Crocodile Dundee, my son is 15 years old, but this movie had come out when he was eight. I definitely would have taken him.
He says they wouldn't listen to me. Like, the drivers, right? So
yeah.
I'm curious to know what they wouldn't listen
to. I think Cocoa Puffs said delivery A first before delivery B because it's going to get cold. It's closer.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we know what we're doing, and it got ugly. That's what I think happened. Totally making that up, but I don't know.
Sister Jean, my friend takes his 8-year-old to the bar so the kid can blow his breath into the steering wheel to start the car. Is that where we're at?
I don't know. I hope that's a joke and a bad one because now you're putting a kid at risk.
All right, getting back to these restaurants. So, Indiana, I asked you, Uptown Cafe, you don't know nothing about it.
I don't think it existed when I went to school there in Bloomington. I don't recall an Uptown Cafe. Sounds delightful.
How about this one, Rick, in Minnesota? Tony's Diner?
Minnesota, Tony's.
Tony's Diner. Has that been on Diners, Drivers, and Dives? I think it has.
I'm not familiar with that.
Tony's Diner.
In Minneapolis, I'm assuming.
They have the U on there, your favorite school?
Yeah, Joe's Stone Crab. Sure, that's good.
All right.
Wisconsin, Mickey's Dairy Bar.
I think that was on the list last year. I'll have to check with Kathleen Chu now.
Mickey's Dairy Bar.
Did Florida or Florida State have?
Yep, Florida. Satchel's Pizza.
Satchel's.
Florida State. Guthrie's. I don't know Guthrie. I don't know them.
Okay.
I have never been to those campuses, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Iowa, Quentin's Bar and Deli.
I get a good sandwich.
Kentucky, Burke's Bakery.
Yeah. Unhappy Chiefs fan says Knicks. Knicks in Bloomington. That's a good place. I mean, that makes the list usually.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to go behind the curtain on air, but are we going to go back to Chris? Because he just sent me a text and let me know when they're ready for him. I guess.
Do we want to do him before or after the break?
It's up to you.
I assume him now.
You want to do him right now? And then we'll continue this
list. Yeah, I hope
list.
He's there.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, again, out at Bonehook Brewing Company. We just gave away $25 there. He's there giving away some Rays Yankees tickets in a drawing in a matter of moments, I believe, and probably testing his first flight of beer. Don't lie, Chris. What did you have?
So I did not have a flight, Craig.
Oh.
I had one IPA.
Oh, okay. You went for the big boy.
It was delightful.
Uh-huh.
As I said one of three. Three different IPAs here. I went for the traditional style IPA, not the New England style or whatever the last style was that I forgot right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But it was delicious. It was delicious. Next, I'm on to the High Tide. It's their Hefeweizen.
Yeah.
And cans are available today if you want to stop by. I saw one guy about 10 minutes ago. He looked like he was getting ready for a party. Like, this is what I aspire to be in like 40 years in the future.
Yeah.
He had two of like the, I don't know, just like a regular, like a printer paper box top. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yes.
That size.
Yeah, and he loaded
two
it up.
Of them full with six packs of different types of beers.
Oh.
Paying for them, and he was walking out. He was getting ready to party, so that seemed like a pretty pretty good time he was going to.
I have a question. You said you aspire to be like him in 40 years. You'll be 71. Are you going to be that retired party guy to that level at age 71?
So, A, yes, I hope to be that.
Okay.
B, maybe 40 years was a bit harsh on the gentleman. Maybe something closer to 25 or 30.
Okay, all right. The math works better for me.
Yeah. You know, you sometimes forget you're 31. I still feel like I'm 25.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Me too.
Everybody. You should feel that way.
You know, mentally who I am, I still am a 13-year-old seventh grader in Indiana. I'm still that human being inside. I can't. Yep. Sometimes I can't believe I'm this old. I have this career. I've already raised my kids. I can't believe it because I still think I'm that little teenage kid that's, you know, wandering around the world.
Yeah, I get that. That's good. That's healthy.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
You're also a responsible human being with the mentality of a playful child. So that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Age is just a number, Craig.
Yeah. Well, a lot of numbers. Yeah.
Well, it's only two numbers. Right?
Right. I'm not going to hit triple digits. There's no shot of that.
Are you going to end up seeing Top Gun again with your wife this weekend?
He's got to stick his kid.
I will probably let my wife have a few hours of alone time, and I will take the boys, and we will go watch Top Gun.
Because we just had a couple of callers or texters want to know, is it too mature for an 8-year-old? And we seem to think there's one F-bomb, apparently.
There's only one.
There's no nudity.
Yeah.
There's no nudity.
No.
No.
So
no.
Make your decision as a parent. And Chris is,
a lot of action.
Chris has deemed that it's okay for his kids, and they're even younger.
You don't have the Tom Cruise, Kelly McGillis scene.
I said.
You don't have that.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is good, because that gives me Norman Dale vibes, to be honest with you. Not on the him side, but on the her side.
All right. Wow.
You remember the cornfield?
I remember the makeout scene.
What's wrong with that? That's a nice scene.
I need to hit the cutting room floor. That was disgusting.
Oh, stop it.
It was gross.
He said it's been a long...
It was like watching two actors from Cocoon make out.
Oh, no. She said it's been a long time, and he said, for me, too.
Wow.
So that was not her in the movie, right? That was somebody new.
Right.
Like the character. No, the character.
Yeah.
I know it was a different actress.
Different character. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I thought so. I just wanted to double check on that one.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be giving away these Rays Yankees tickets in about 10 minutes. So if you are in the North Naples area, swing on by Bone Hook Brewing, corner of Immokalee, Goodlett, Frank. $6 appetizers, $2 off drafts, well liquor, and house wine for the night. And today, for the first time ever, their Hefeweizen High Tide is in a can. Or if you want to have it on premise, $4 drafts. Come on by. Enjoy it.
You're near
baseball, beer, Friday, 3-day weekend. It all goes together.
You're near my house. Drop off a few of those heifers on your way out. That's all. That sounds good. All right, listen.
It's a German beer, Craig.
Oh, it's dark. Well, you know what? I need to pour
Hefeweizen. No, it's not dark. It's German.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the, you know, the alcohol content? It's got to be stronger than what Craig's used to.
Can you stall for 20 seconds?
Yeah. Yes,
absolutely.
Give me 20 seconds. All right, give me 20 seconds.
I'll read a text from Sister Jean. It says, Craig, you drink Coors Light, you will definitely reach triple digits. No harm to my body. It's like drinking water. You might be right. You might be right about that. So,
All right, are you guys there?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. All right.
5.5%, so a little stronger than what you're used to, Craig.
Yeah.
It's not that water you drink.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. All right, well, you know, maybe I'll try one.
All right, I'll grab you a sixer.
Thank you. Chris, you and your family have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. We will see you on Tuesday.
Right back at you, boys. Enjoy it, and go Heat.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, can I get my lock? Can I get my lock?
Yeah.
Because I'm 4-0 this week.
Okay, yeah, let's ride out strong. What do you got?
The hockey team totals are treating me good.
Okay.
We're going to go St. Louis Blues over 2.5 tonight.
Okay.
Blues over 2.5.
Like it.
Okay. Mark
it
down.
Perfect week. Put it in and thank me later.
Okay, we'll do. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, see you, boys.
All righty.
That's Chris. He's at the Bonehook Brewing Company until the top of the hour. And sounds like they got some awesome drinks there. That sounds fun. Broken Wedge says Gatorade is stronger than what Craig drinks with Coors Light.
And that's a sugar-free one.
Oh, yeah. I do drink the low sugar. I don't know if they're sugar-free, but I drink the low, like
I drink,
G2.
I drink the zero sugar because even the G2 still has 13 grams instead of 23.
I mean, you know what? You're right. And actually, I don't drink it anymore. I used to drink it a lot back in the day.
Gatorade Zero and Powerade Zero.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. All right. That sounds like a fun time over there. We're having a fun time here. When we come back, Pete's going to tell us a few more hot spots across the country in college football
cities.
We've
got some reaction already to some other ones. We'll go through it. What about Ball State? No, this is only Power 5 schools.
It's only real schools.
Power 5
Nothing from Testicle Tech. There's nowhere to hang out over there in Muncie, Indiana.
Their record was better than yours last year in football.
Not strength of schedule.
And you wouldn't have beaten them.
Oh, we would have destroyed them.
No.
We would have beat them 45-42.
Absolutely not.
In a shootout. And don't forget, an hour from now, your chance to win free subs from Firehouse. We're going to play Wikipedia. I'm going to tell you what it is today. It's Friday. I'm feeling generous. That doesn't, you know, maybe you listeners could do some homework. Today is Danny Werfel's birthday, born in 1974. Of course, Heisman Trophy winner from the Florida Gators. Go Gators! We're going to do Gators football trivia. How about that?
Wow.
Go Gators. That's coming up in about an hour-ish. So stay tuned. In the 4 o'clock hour, Pigskin Picks. 5 o'clock, we got a back-in-my-day history lesson for you all. Yes, I've prepared for the show today. And we have Harry Carey getting you off into your holiday weekend. Again, a reminder, we will not be on the air Monday, back on Tuesday. All right, let's do this. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
What makes a winner?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
What makes a loser?
I'm a loser, baby.
We hash it all out for your listening pleasure.
He's a winner.
Look, I'm a loser.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd, Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
We were talking about this song yesterday, you know, like singing it in the car with your parents when you're younger.
Oh, really?
Not really.
Boy.
Yeah. Good guitar riff. That's where it begins and ends. It's just
old J.J. Cale song.
Oh.
It was a cover, actually.
It's a cover?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Old blues man named J.J. Cale from the 60s.
Huh.
Damn.
That's Rick Church on the other side of the glass, in for Chris.
But he didn't hate Top Gun.
Wrapping up at Bonehook Brewing. Yeah.
Nobody does, Pete, just me.
When's the last time you saw it, though? Like 1986 when it came out?
A long time ago.
But I bet if you watched it again, you'd have a different perspective.
I can't imagine.
I can.
Movies don't hold up.
If anything, I've matured since then, so I probably would find it
even more
revolting.
Cheesy. Has your son seen Top Gun?
Oh, he loves it.
He loves it.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
All right. Because I've expressed
the same opinion to him, and he says the same thing to me. So.
Yeah, okay.
He thinks I'm nuts.
Yeah.
That's, Alehouse texted in, hey, I'm not going to listen to that Florida Gator segment. He's a Florida State alumni, and the hate for the orange and blue runs deep.
We've had Florida State Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aren't the Bills fans just caught this guy. What was that, a little tilapia?
Yeah. Right?
That looks like tilapia, though.
I asked last segment when I saw that.
He's a bass, maybe.
He's been fishing a lot
is it
lately.
Bass?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you're going to have fish for breakfast on the golf show on Sunday when Art pancakes and fish.
I just had.
He made us blueberry pancakes last Sunday.
I saw pictures. They looked delightful.
The last two Sundays in Fort Myers, I've gone to this place. I won't say the name yet.
Okay.
I had never had a crawfish omelet before.
Oh, that sounds delightful. My God. I think I have had that before.
And I've tasted plenty of crawfish in my in Louisiana a few times. But this tasted like lobster. And it was a light omelet, and it was, succulent, and it was outstanding. One of the best omelets I've ever had. But some other stuff in there, too, but the crawfish. Yeah. I'd never had an omelet with crawfish.
Virgin Texture says Top Gun really isn't that good. I don't get it. ?
Thank you.
I think he's questioning you. I don't think he's agreeing with you.
I think he's going, what do you mean Top Gun really isn't that good? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Or unless he's saying, well, Top Gun, it really isn't that good. Yeah. I don't get it. Like, I don't get what all the fuss is about.
There's a picture from 239 Bill. Was he an air fighter? Looks like he's in uniform. I can't tell what that picture is.
Actually, tilapia is only farm raised, right?
I don't know.
No, tilapia are, I believe, are a invasive species in Southwest Florida. I think they're native, but I think they are...
They're illegal aliens? Is that what you're saying?
Something like that.
What is... okay, question for tomorrow's show.
Oh, boy.
What does Captain Deb think about farm fishing, like farm-raised fishing?
Oh, especially salmon.
Like shooting fish in a barrel.
Well... I think for the sport of it, the Bass Pro Shops right down here in Estero has a pond that they stock with farmed fish so the kids can go fishing. And, of course, it's all catch and release. Yeah. But
Not a day goes by. Checking in. He hasn't texted in a while, but he loves the show. Virgin Texter, night fishing is good by me, by Craig. He's got a picture of him holding a fish in the dark.
Well, Dragon of Blunt says, Pete, tilapia is the absolute worst fish around Southwest Florida. Nobody is sending you a picture of a tilapia. They are ditch fish. I've had tilapia.
Yeah, those are not Southwest Florida caught tilapia.
Art the Bill's friend says it's a bass.
I didn't know that. Then I won't have it anymore. Yeah, but
tilapia is a good fish. It's kind of mellow. It's not real fishy. I don't think there's any fish I don't like.
Store-bought tilapia. I'll tell you a fish. You know what? A fish thing, a product I don't like. No offense. Caviar. I don't like it.
It's because it's not a fish yet. It's still
an egg. It's fish yet, but it's not even that. I've had. It's not the technique. It's just way, way, way too salty for me.
That's why you put it on a cracker.
A salty cracker, yeah.
How about a saltless cracker?
No, I don't. I just don't like it. And what's the other thing? Barugula, same thing. It's like, it's very expensive, and I get it. It's just my personal, I shouldn't say, I don't hate it, but it's like, if I never had caviar again the rest of my life, it wouldn't bother me.
What's caviar go for now, for a pound?
I don't know, a lot. It's expensive.
It's always been up there.
Yes, it's quite expensive. Art says, this is tilapia. They are vegetarian, but will strike when, whatever.
Bleeding Ear says, my son and his buddy caught this shark night fishing.
Wow, that is a big shark to reel in.
Wow, and at night. That scares me. That's why I won't go in the water at night. That just freaks me out. Like, people do deep sea or dive under in those shows at night. Looking for sharks, that scares the hell out of me.
Well, not looking for sharks, but a lot of the fishing shows I've seen in my lifetime, you catch some good fish at night.
But I'm not talking about fishing. I'm talking about going diving. Those shows you see, like on Shark Week and going in the dark.
Yeah, it takes some stones to do that.
Lots of stones.
Yep.
Saturday Night Special says, love seafood, don't eat tilapia. All right.
Okay.
All right, so I still want to get to this list of restaurants.
Yeah, we've got a lot of feedback from some. We'll get to it. All good stuff. The ones, the few that I've mentioned. The Florida State guy said that Guthrie's is outstanding, and somebody from said Mickey's Dairy Bar in Wisconsin is very good too.
Hey, also, if we have time, Craig, I was just reading something on CBS Sports that I would love your guys' opinion on. They did a thing they called the Top 15 NFL Triplets. Scoring the team's quarterback, top running back, and top wide receiver.
Oh, I like that.
Well, obviously, Jared Goff, DeAndre Swift.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
I would be curious to see what you guys, you think might fall in the top five of the top NFL triplets.
Yeah, don't.
All right, we're super late. It's super late.
Don't look at it, Craig.
Don't look at it.
I won't look. I won't look. Pigskin picks also next. We got a lot to do here. Getting into a holiday weekend. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.